Insider Cool Tech listeners, this is Missy. I haven't done a podcast in ages, but hopefully this will be a good one. I'm recording it on a Victor Reader stream, so hopefully the sound quality will be good. I'm sitting on my dining room floor just because it's where I have room to do what I'm hoping to do here. Anyway, over the past few months, I have gotten it in my head to collect all the vintage electronic games that I used to have when I was growing up in the 80s. And thanks to some good luck on eBay, which my bank account is not at all happy about, I have managed to track down the six games, that I have the clearest memories of. So I would like to share them with you and just kind of demonstrate what they sounded like. And I'm better at playing some than at others, but I'll just take between a half hour and an hour and just play them for you, and maybe it'll be a trip down memory lane for some of you as well. And if you hear any bells in the background, that would be my cats. And I'm just feeling particularly affectionate towards them today. So anytime they wander by, I'm sure I'll be petting them and all that good stuff. But six games I have in alphabetical order are Match Me, Melody Madness, Milton, Name That Tune, and Lizard, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was right the first time when I said 5. Oh well. Bear with me. I'm doing this because I've been wanting to do it for a long time, and I have time to do it, but my brain is just not in the zone today, so to speak. But we'll get through it, and hopefully I'll edit out the worst bits. But anyway, I guess I will begin by demonstrating Match Me. Might as well do them in alphabetical order. Match Me was probably the hardest one to find. It certainly ended up being the most expensive of the games I managed to track down. It's a lot like Simon, except that it's got 8 colors instead of only 4. And the buttons are smaller, obviously, because there's 8 instead of 4, and they've got a really glossy texture to them. I'm not in a position to see the colors, unfortunately. I do have light and color perception. Let me see if I can pick it up and see it. We have purple and orange and yellow, dark blue, pink, green, red, light blue, and I think another green. I can't really tell. The lighting is just not right at the moment. I guess if I were more prepared, I would have looked at it ahead of time, but this was a spur of the moment thing, like I said, since I have time right now. So, anyway, I'm going to turn it on, and we'll try to do a couple rounds of Match Me. And hopefully, I will at least be able to play it reasonably well. So, here we go. Oops. Try again. Me has the facility that you can record, so to speak, songs. So I will endeavor to record a song. course, it doesn't play it back with any kind of rhythm or anything, but... Didn't play it back the way I recorded it. Let me try the other... Anyway, I think it works reasonably well for a 21-year-old game that who knows what was done to it before it came into my hands. But that's essentially Match Me. So I'll move that one to the side. And next one is Melody Madness. And it is reminiscent of one of the more modern, I don't know if any of you have, like, the Simpsons Match the Phrase game, which I have that, but it's not vintage enough to qualify for this particular podcast. But anyway, what Match Me or Melody Madness does is it plays the first three notes of a song, and then you have 25 or 24 buttons, and you have to match it. So, like, you hit one button, it'll play the first three notes, and then you see if you can find those first three notes on a different button. And I think it's designed to be a multiplayer thing, but it's equally fun to play by yourself. So, and it's got to play your own songs on it too, but it can't record them. But I still might demonstrate it. Anyway, let's play around with Melody Madness and see how that goes. Plus, it's got two wild card buttons that if you hit them, you can make an instant match. Or if you match both wild card buttons, you instantly win. So, let's see what happens. And those didn't match, so... Keep going. I'll learn them eventually. You get like 3 seconds, I believe. See, that one was one of the wild cards, so that was an instant match. So I remembered where that was. Let's keep going. I'm trying to do this systematically so it's time efficient. Doesn't always work. Touch sensors on these are really sensitive. Oops. Yay, I'm almost done here. I'm having trouble finding the last ones. Demonstrate its ability to let you play music. Thank goodness. goodness it can't record. This one actually includes sharps and flats and stuff in its scale, which is interesting. Anyway, so that is Melody Madness. So, moving on. Just carefully setting these out of the way as we finish with them. Next, we have Milton. And Milton was very much my favorite when I was little. Milton Talks. And he's basically like Melody Madness and the Simpsons game I alluded to earlier. He's basically like that, except you're matching portions of phrases. So the top half of it has seven first parts of a sentence, and then on the bottom you have the ends of the sentences. And mismatching them can lead to some pretty funny results, or at least they were funny when I was little. I mean, they're still mildly humorous, but, you know, when I was little, oh, this was the best. So, let me turn on Milton, and we'll attempt a game of that.
You turn me off. I'm Milton. Who's out there?
All the funny ones, but here we go.
Drink your milk. Nicely done, number one. Go dunk your grass. Stop it. Please grind your teeth. Nicely done, number one. Please mow your grass. Nicely done, number one.
Circle and avoid this.
Scrambled your eggs. Nicely done, number one. Please dunk your eyes.
Oops.
Stop it. Please dunk your donut. Nicely done, number one. Go.
We only have one left to find. There we go.
Nicely done, number one. Number one has won. Your play is okay, baby.
Alright. And Milton has one other game that I will demonstrate, which fortunately will not feature that horrid noise it makes when you hit a button that's already been used. It has a game where he'll give you the first half and then you are timed and you have to find the other half. Much, much easier, I think. And so I'll demonstrate that game and I'll purposely let the time run out once just so you can hear that.
You turn me on. I'm Milton. Who's out there? up the creek. Flush your toilet. Drive your car. Call your doctor. Play your horn. Look your donut. Scramble your eggs. Play. Flush your eggs. Absurd. Play. Look your creep. Ridiculous. Go. Up the creek. Nicely done, number one. Play. Drive your time. Play. Look your car. No way. Play. Call your donuts. No way. Go. Call your horn. No way.
This is tough.
Go. Play your horn. Nicely done, number one. Go. Look your car.
That won't work.
Ha, 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 go. Call your donut. Absurd. Go. Scramble your eggs. Nicely done, number one. Play. Call your car. Ha, 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 ha. Ridiculous.
I think they should go away once they've been used, but...
Look, your donut. Nicely done, number one. Play. Flush your creek. No way. Go. Call your car.
Keep
going. Play. Drive your car. Nicely done, number one. Go. Flush your toilet. Nicely done, number one. Play. Call your car. Absurd. Play. Call your doctor. Nicely done, number one. Number one has won. Your play is okay, baby.
Anyway, that's Milton. And, so, now you know what he sounds like. I don't know how many of you might have had Milton when you were little, but many, many hours of fun. I can especially remember going to Grandma's and taking Milton with me, and it was just, it's a lot of fun. It's more fun when you have two players, but, you know, it's equally fun by yourself, too. So, we've got two games left, and right now I'm giving attention to a kitty. I don't know if when I was playing there you heard her crying for attention, but she was, so now she's getting some petting. And, like I said at the beginning, I'm just feeling super affectionate towards them today. Just a little paranoid. It doesn't seem like they're eating as much as normal. I mean, they can both stand to lose a little weight, but I haven't had to feed them in a couple of days, so I'm a little bit concerned. So I'm just trying to give them as much attention as I can. Anyway, back to the games. We'll do Name That Tune next, and this is definitely one that is no fun by yourself. In fact, it's almost pointless by yourself. But for the benefit of this recording, what I'll do is I will pick the number of notes. Basically what this one looks like, it's really cool. It's a rectangle, and it has two little, I guess they're supposed to be clocks. I've always, especially when I was little, I thought of them as smiley faces. One is red and one is yellow. And I'm trying to tell. It feels like they might have something written inside them. But I can't read it for absolute definite. It could just be a design. But they feel like big smiley faces. And they have dots around them, like perhaps they're supposed to be clocks or something. But that's not super important. You use those to, I suppose, buzz in. It doesn't seem that the buzzing in part is mandatory, but I will, go through the motions of it just in case. Of all the games, this is the one I have the vaguest memories of, mostly because it is so hard to play by yourself. There's just virtually no point. But I did have it, and, it came available at a shockingly cheap price. So I went ahead and got it. So I'll turn it on. And then basically you've got 1 through 10. Or I think you basically are allowed to use 1 through 7 or 8. So I'm going to say 5 notes, and it'll give me 5 notes here of something. And then I'm going to guess what it is, and then I will pretend to buzz in. And when you buzz in, and then it'll play you the whole song. So let's see if I can guess one. I think it's supposed to be Yankee Doodle, so... Okay, so let's do another one. See how pointless this is by yourself, but still, let's do 3 notes. Yeah. I don't know, 12 Days of Christmas. But I didn't buzz in time, so sorry about my luck. One more. Oh, Susanna. Yay, I got 2 points. Anyway, I don't even know what point number it plays up to. I guess you could just go till you've had enough. And the other thing that's interesting about that one is it doesn't really have an off switch. It just turns itself off after you haven't done anything in a while, so... Set that aside because it is so pointless to play that one without somebody. But anyway, last one we have is Wizard. And Wizard is, to be brutally honest, it's probably just a cheap version of Simon. It's got its own things that are unique to it. As in, the 4 colored buttons don't even light up. There's just red lights in the middle. But it's still essentially the same thing as Simon. So, let's turn it on, and we'll play it. The one thing about this one is it never speeds up or anything. Just the matching, you're always doing it at the same speed. So, makes it a little easier, supposedly. So, let's see what happens. I messed up right away. Oops. Anyway, so that's that. This one also has the thing where you can play a song and record it. What's interesting, though, and it's by no means perfect, but you can modify the tempo slightly by putting in pauses. So let me do a song on here. If I can remember where all the notes are. Okay. one wrong note, but here's how that came out. That was a dumb place to put a pause there at the end, but anyway, that is Wizard. The other two games on there are pretty visual. One of them I have no clue how to play. Something to do with the lights. And the other one is like they call it Pathfinder, and you're supposed to move the light somehow. I don't know, but I've never played either of those. But anyway, those are my vintage games. I also have a Speak and Spell. I suppose I could go get that. Okay, I'm back. Love pause on the stream there. And I brought out the Speak and Spell. Hadn't originally planned to demonstrate it, but, you know, a lot of people probably have memories of Speak and Spell, so here we go. Let's try to make it give me hard words. Supposedly D was hard words, I don't know. Anyway, here we go. Ah, my favorite one. I get to do the apostrophe. And what I neglected to say is I'm very pleased and honored and happy that I have one of the Speak and Spells with the raised buttons. I know there might have been Braille ones once upon a time, but this one actually has really physically raised buttons on it. Of course, it's laid out in alphabetical order, not a typewriter or anything, so that makes it a lot harder. Oh, where's my apostrophe?
You are correct. Let's spell everyone. EVERYONE. That is right. Now try cleanser. CLEANSER. You are right. Try neighbor. NEIGHBOR. That is correct. Now spell courage.
How much of my ability to spell is thanks to Speak and Spell, and how much of it's just, I don't know, natural, but, you know, I would hope that being 35, I could spell most of those words, but every once in a while, usually due to not hearing it properly, every once in a while I'll still misspell something, but if I knowingly hit the wrong button, there is always the erase, and then you can start over. So, usually I will fiddle around with Speak and Spell when I'm playing on my online game, Discworld. When I'm waiting to be able to do something, I'll just turn on the Speak and Spell and spell a couple words left-handed, which makes it even more challenging because I'm trying to do it with one hand at a crazy angle. But anyway, that's pretty much my toy collection. I have an Atari 2600, but I would do a separate podcast on that, assuming people are even interested. I have Pac-Man for that, and Star Trek, and Pango, and Frogger, and Ms. Pac-Man, and Centipede, and Demon Attack, and Combat, and Worm Wars, and Wizard of War. I think those are the cartridges I have at the moment. Eventually looking to get more finance, you know, when money is better. Atari games are usually cheap, but I still, right now, can't get any more. But I'm hoping to get some more. But if there's enough interest, I would be happy to do a podcast on the Atari 2600. You know, let people hear some of the games and all that fun stuff. So, I guess that's it. If you have any comments or questions or criticisms or anything of that nature, my email address is Melissa H. That's M-E-L-I-S-S-A-H at Fuse. That's F-U-S-E.net. And, you know, I'm happy to hear from anybody. So send me a message. And also, I can't resist. I can't stop myself. And again, if there would be enough interest someday, I would be happy to do a podcast on Discworld, the mod that I play. I'm a newbie helper there, so if any blind people out there listening to this podcast are even remotely interested in mudding, I would be there, and I would be happy to help get you started. And like I said, if there's any interest, I would someday be happy to do a Discworld demonstration, go through the steps of creating the character, and go maybe walk through the newbie area a little bit. So, anyway, if anybody is interested, the web site is Discworld, that's D-I-S-C-W-O-R-L-D, at A-T-U-I-N, that's A-T-U-I-N, .net. That's their website, and it's also their telnet, discworld.atuin.net, port 23. So, you know, if you're even remotely interested, check it out. There's quite a few of us blind people playing on there. And it's a lot of fun. It's where I spend most of my free time. It's where I will be going as soon as I finish this podcast. So, anyway, I guess that's it. I hope that everybody is having a great day, and I'm sorry that this wasn't the world's most professional podcast, but I did my best, and hopefully it gave some of you some enjoyment. So, take care, everyone, and I'll be talking to you soon.